Oh, hey, you found the podcast. Wonderful. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here. What happened today? Well, it's all in here for you from this Wednesday, May 9th show. United Airlines is in the news once again. It's becoming almost a weekly occurrence. One of their stewardesses was tipping back the old drink cart a bit too much. We heard from her. And a vets event is coming up thanks to John's wife and the folks at the VMC. We had info on that. It's Wednesday, which means it's Long Song Wednesday, and we debuted our sparkling new wheel today and spun it to see which rock song was gonna love you long time. Had a lot of fun with that. Then Steve Quiz John and I for strange words that describe things that we didn't even know had a name. That, and there's some local movie news in the news. Rocky has a cameo from two characters in the original that may surprise you. Find out right now. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Speaking of flights, United Airlines has apologized for the recent behavior of a flight attendant who was acting like she was either drunk or stoned on a trip that was taken this past Thursday from Denver to North Dakota. According to one Twitter user who was on the flight, they said they're waiting, as they're waiting for the attendant, right? The attendant's on the PA saying things like, you better, he says, boarding announcements were, if your seatbelt isn't tight, you effed up. She was just like totally, totally over the top. I can only imagine.
Hi, folks. This is your flight attendant speaking. Please fasten your tray tables and put up your seatbelts because there's about to be some turbulence on this flight. Very turbulent. Just like my love life because Gary refuses to call me back. After we had such a great night together, I thought you loved me, Gary. I really did. Anyway, please shut your stupid babies up because nobody wants to hear him crying on this flight. Just kidding. No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I love babies and I love all of you. Especially you in row 7. You kind of look like Gary. Once we land, you want to grab a drink? Because I've got a head start on you, baby. We know you have a choice which airline you fly, and I'm glad you chose us. Oh, man, you're all so ugly. Except me, I'm hot.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
You know, this coming Tuesday is Armed Forces Day, right? And it's to support all the men and women who are in the armed forces now, as opposed to Memorial Day, that we celebrate those who gave their life for us and this country. Well, next week, next Friday, there's an event, and this really kind of gets us started toward the Radiothon. There's an event that the VMC is doing. It's their third annual fashion show and silent auction. It's called Rewrite the Runway. You know, they have that camouflage rhino thrift store,
right,
and there's all this great stuff in there. And the thrift store works in a number of ways. It provides jobs and training for vets in transition. It offers vets essentials to make a house a home. So a guy comes out of the service, a man or woman comes out of the service, and all of a sudden they no longer have, you know, barracks. They no longer have housing that they were living, you know, on a base with, and then, which means they don't have all of their own furniture. They can go to the thrift store and pick stuff out. So this is a great way for us to help them raise money for it. And if you would like a pair of tickets, there's a 20% discount for MGK listeners. Just go to our Facebook page and you could support this. We really could use the support on it. And if you would like to attend, and I've got a couple of pair of tickets, but I really need you to be able to guarantee that you're going to be there because the tickets aren't cheap and I want to make sure that we get a good crowd there. So if you would like to join us, this is next Friday night from 6 to 9 at the Armory. The Second Street, the 23rd Street Armory on Philadelphia, in Philadelphia, right on 23rd. What a great building, too. Just an incredible place, right? If you would like to join us, I've got two pair of tickets right now that you could have, but please guarantee me that you're going to be able to be there. Call us here in the studio at 215-263-WMGK and help us support the multi-service center and, of course, the thrift store because this is a great event for the great stuff that they do.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We've got a brand new Wheel of Long Songs. It's really, really nice. It's multicolored, has a weird centerpiece, right? But songs that are on there, you know, today's Long Song Wednesday, mm-hmm. and songs that we've got up there today. Because over the past couple of weeks, we started doing this a couple of weeks ago, and we said to people, hey, send in the songs that you suggest that should be on the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
This one has 14 spaces on it. You got Twilight Zone, L.A. Woman, Midnight Rambler, Life's Been Good, We're Not Gonna Take It, Paradise But a Dashboard Light, Cashmere, Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding, Abacab, Do You Feel Like We Do, Money for Nothing, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, Roundabout, Foreplay, Long Time, and
Back to the Beginning.
And we're back to the beginning. Yeah. Okay, so.
It's beautiful.
I lost my place. I almost
it's mesmerizing.
Almost had 22 songs on the damn thing.
I've been hoping for Twilight Zone the last three times.
I know you have.
I would love that.
But the wheel is here.
Right. This spin doesn't count.
Right, this spin
unless
does
it's
not
Twilight Zone.
All. But coming up at 7:40, we will spin the wheel for a Long Song Wednesday. And whatever it is, that's what we're going to play. Time now for a Long Song Wednesday. Each and every Wednesday at 7:40, we get to a long song that we just never get a chance to get to here on the morning show. There's just not enough room for them. And as I said earlier on the wheel, we got Foreplay, Long Time from Boston, Twilight Zone, L.A. Woman, Midnight Rambler, Life's Been Good, We're Not Gonna Take It, Paradise But a Dashboard Light, Cashmere, Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding, Abacab, Do You Feel Like We Do, Money for Nothing, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, Roundabout, and that brings us to the top of the wheel. There's 14 songs on the wheel. Once we play one of these songs, we will replace it with yet another suggestion from a listener. If you've got a suggestion of what should be up there, text it on into us to MGK, MGK. You guys ready?
Yep.
All right. Now, we know Steve wants to see Twilight Zone. What do you want to see come up there,
Dave? I wouldn't mind that either, honestly.
You wouldn't mind that either? All right. I wouldn't mind Midnight Rambler. I can't even remember the last time I had a chance to even hear that song. So here we go. Let's bring our old microphone on over here and spin the big wheel. Isn't it pretty?
It's very beautiful. Right. Yeah, check it out online. I posted it.
I paid $47 for this wheel.
Free shipping?
Yeah.
As
a matter of fact,
sweet.
It was. Yeah.
Out of your money or out of our show budget?
Right now, out of mine.
We only have a $50 show budget. So.
Dude, that is mesmerizing when it spins.
Isn't it great?
Be careful looking at that.
Come on, here Twilight Zone. Come on.
Cashmere going past. Funeral.
Funeral for a friend. Wow. Oh, my God. All right.
Wow.
Sit back, folks.
Hold on.
Because this is going to take some time.
Putting the long and long song.
This really is. This is the one that has been asked for the most by listeners. So you ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Let's bring up the dirge. Get the wind happening.
I'm just going to go take a nap.
Wow, it's double digits.
It's long
double
enough.
Digits.
Well, we could go for breakfast. Bring out your dad.
I'm looking at it, and I was like, wait a second. It only says 5 minutes.
That's the intro. The intro is 5 minutes long. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Steve's got a challenge for us this morning. It seems that there are things in this world that have names. You know, like that thing on the end of your shoelaces, that little plastic thing on the end of your shoelaces.
And is it an aglet?
Yeah, it's I forget what the hell it's called, but yeah.
Everything has a weird name.
Everything has a name of some kind.
The loose skin at the end of your elbow,
right,
is called a weenus.
No way.
Yeah, that's the weenus.
It's the weenus.
Correct.
That's my new favorite word.
Right. Yeah. Right,
weenus.
What do you call that stuff that's flapping under grandma's arms?
The vagina.
I thought that was a bingo wing.
Bingo.
Flapping around.
So Steve decides he's going to test us on this. Is there a reason why this test?
Well, you're sort of a grammatical stickler.
I am.
Steve Stifler.
He banged his English teacher.
Right.
So I just figured I found these names for things. Like the other day, you corrected Khaleesi, our intern, when she said so fun.
So fun, right? Because it's something is so much
you,
fun.
You came down hard on her.
Such fun.
It doesn't matter.
You berated her.
Well, here, let's.
I did not.
Let's just put you guys down for a minute. We'll start you off.
Wait a second. I got a little theme for you.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name.
And that's all the Jim Croce we're playing today. Okay.
All right. We'll start off with something easy.
Okay.
Just to kind of get you guys to think you're all right.
All right.
Peen.
P peen.
The word peen, what is that?
Peen. Is it related to weenus?
No, it's not related to weenus.
No, you sure?
No. I'm going to say that's the round end of a ball peen hammer.
That is, well, that would be the ball is the
right.
ball, the round part.
Okay.
The peen is the other end of the hammer.
Oh, like the spike.
That is the peen. Yeah, the claw
of the hammer
is actually
okay.
called a peen.
Is that,
so
okay.
good job. You're,
okay.
you're okay. close. You're in the ballpark. All right. Here we go. What is a zarf?
Zarf.
Z-A-R-F.
Oh, my God. I spell this in Words with Friends all the time, but I have no idea what it is.
A zarf is something that Zorro wears around his neck.
No,
when it's cold, he wears a zarf.
He does not wear a zarf. Dave, do you have any
Sounds
clue?
Like a Marvel villain.
Actually, not bad, but you're wrong. The zarf is the cardboard sleeve that they put on a coffee cup so that you don't burn your hand.
Get out!
Yeah.
I just threw mine out.
Yes,
a
zarf.
Why the hell can they just call it
cardboard
sleeve?
A cardboard sleeve, right. Yeah, I don't know. How about nurdle? You know what a nurdle is.
I think we got one sitting over here as a new intern.
About the size, he's about the size of a nurdle.
He is.
A nurdle is a geeky turtle.
Well, I don't know if they know how to read or anything like that. The fresh line of toothpaste that you put on your bristles is known as a nurdle. So a nurdle of toothpaste.
What?
Why would someone have to name that?
I don't know. It's just, hey, listen.
It's not a dollop.
All right, here we go. Ready?
All right.
This one, I'll give you a hint with it as well. Griffinage.
Griffinage.
Our former intern had Griffinage. Our former intern, Nate, had Griffinage.
What? Griffinage?
Griffinage. Right. Sounds Harry Potter-esque.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that something happens at Hogwarts?
It's a pilgrimage to Hogwarts.
You're going to laugh because we talked about it on the air. Griffinage is the particularly terrible handwriting that someone scribbles onto a page.
Oh, like chicken scratch.
Yes, yeah, Griffinage. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Griffinage. All right, one more.
Coomerspec.
Coomerspec.
Yes.
All right.
Coomerspec.
That's the little clip that's on the back of your Coomer bun.
That is not right, Dave.
That's what's the word again?
Coomerspec.
Coomerspec.
All right.
That's a crumb from when Harold and Kumar eat at White Castle.
Translated literally, coomerspec means grief bacon. It is the weight you gain from emotionally overeating.
Really?
John?
I am a serious Coomer specking it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This is nuts.
102.9. MGK.
All right, Steve, since you had all these questions for us, I have a question for you.
Hit me.
Do you remember who Cuff and Link are?
Cuff and Link. Some sort of cartoon character.
No.
Are those the guys that do the local commercials
for
companies?
No. That's Rhett and somebody.
Rhett and Link, I think.
Rhett and Link.
Yeah.
All right, now. Cuff and Link.
Oh, I know who they are now.
Cuff and Link are Rocky's turtles.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And, you know, back in 1976 when the first Rocky movie came out.
Okay.
And he went to the pet store and bought himself a pet. They were Cuff and Link, the two turtles. Guess what?
They're for sale.
No, they're still alive.
Whoa.
They're 44 years old, and they're going to make an appearance, right? They're going to reprise their iconic roles in the new Creed 2 that's being shot.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
Cuff and Link return.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.